Okay, let's go.
Hi, friends of Coachella Valley. Jose here from The New Mindset. So, I'm going to cut to it. Today, we are at a very crazy cool event out here in Village Pub in downtown Palm Springs. It's hosted by this individual sitting across from me. I only just met him maybe last week or the week before. The more we talk, the most interesting this person is. Let me tell you, we're going to do a partial episode, part one. We're going to come back and hit it again next Monday. You're going to hear the part two. This is a fantastic story. So real quick, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Appreciate you, Jose, for having me on the interview. Appreciate it much,
Let's
brother.
Go.
This is Mr. Juan Stubbs here, and I host the amazing, incredible, unstoppable event, Man Cave Monday, downtown at the Village Nightclub, formerly known as the Village Pub. I'm Palm Cayenne and Baristo. You guys know what time it is over here.
Let me tell you something. I walked in right now, and I see video games, board games. There's things in the back. DA Computers is here. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about where'd you get the idea to do this?
The concept of Man Cave has been with me for a while now.
Okay.
I have a really...
How long is a while?
Well, my whole life.
Woo!
Really. The reason it's been with me for that long is because I grew up probably like you, Jose, where we, you know, we were in donut shops playing arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would do LAN parties at friends' houses and garages,
things
of that nature. I have a real passion, a real fascination with tech, art, hobbies, regardless of what an individual's hobbies are. Just pretty much anything or any medium that can really bring the people together in a creative way. So that way, no matter what anybody does in the arts, whether it's in tech, in film, and cosplay, science, any of those things. People can come together, they can share their story,
100%.
And everybody can just have a good time. That's the way I grew up. I grew up in baseball card shops.
You
understand?
Let's go. You understand the world. It's because I think we all know that there's a little bit of that inside all of us.
Absolutely.
And it takes a person to bring it out.
Absolutely.
But you're that person.
Uh-huh.
So when you approach the Village Pub, what was that first idea?
It took some time for this particular event to really come to fruition here. Once we got all the ducks in line and everything was on the go, it's been great. I've been running this event here for about 6 months now. And it continues.
Wow.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
That's an accomplishment within itself.
A huge accomplishment.
So we definitely have long-term goals for Man Cave. Absolutely. We have intentions on bringing on incredible vendors. Incredible sponsors to this particular event. We believe, I believe that this particular event can elevate many sponsors, many businesses.
Agreed.
From a myriad or a mix of industries. And again, Jose, that's the whole goal of Man Cave. Man Cave's main goal, besides the fun and the video games and the tournaments and the cosplay, Man Cave's main goal is to create an environment of extreme networking. Again, it's to bring everybody together, such as yourself. You host a great podcast. So if it wasn't for Man Cave and the podcast, we wouldn't be having this real life situation right now. We wouldn't be
sitting down and just chatting with each other is because of this great conversation.
Absolutely. So the goal of Man Cave, the end goal of Man Cave, is to create the ultimate networking mixer event through any medium possible, but do it through a particular way. Do it through art forms. Whether that's sitting down playing Street Fighter or FIFA on a game console.
Yeah. Wow.
Whether that's you having a passion for building computers such as myself, bringing down your machine, sharing the knowledge, the presentation, the information with other people. Perhaps you're into comic books and you like the story of comic books. You're an artist or an upcoming artist, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the goal of Man Cave, is to create the absolute ultimate networking event. Everybody's welcome.
Wow. This is a fantastic hub for people to come and enjoy not just great food, great drinks, people that surround you, your staff. I mean, everybody here all together seems to be having the same drive, the same mind.
Absolutely.
That's really great. That's really fantastic.
Absolutely. And that's another goal of Man Cave is, again, regardless of your medium, it doesn't really matter what you do, is to create a really cohesive environment for where everybody's having a good time and everybody appreciates the talents and art forms of the other individuals here. And it's been fantastic so far, and I'm definitely looking forward to the future. We're still in the beginning stages, the beginning processes of this event.
It sounds almost like you created a small Comic-Con within the city of Palm Springs.
Exactly.
That is ongoing each Wednesday.
Every Monday.
And it grows and it continues to grow.
Absolutely.
How many sections would you say you have split open here on the first floor of the village?
The first floor, we have easily 4 to 5 sections right now. We started Man Cave with one little box.
Okay.
Want one little room, just like how most people would start their actual man cave at home.
Hey, mom, wife, fiance, auntie, tia, abuelita, whatever.
Hey, can I set up a little game center right here in the room? You know, and you're just grateful, you know, for that spot, and then you grow and you manifest things from there.
Absolutely.
So that's how it works. You start off in the apartment. You work your way to the duplex. You go from the duplex to the house.
Yes, sir.
From the house to the mansion, from the whatever. 100%. You know, as long as there's progression. And that's what we're focused on here. We're focused on progression. We're focused on helping other businesses, especially local businesses, to elevate.
I'm also hearing, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. I'm also hearing, DJ, just so you guys know, because they won't be able to hear this, but so your DJ just went from Grudge to pop,
we're
listening to cumbia.
Correct.
So you're telling me it's so diverse that your DJ can play all sorts of things. Everybody's gonna stick around.
Absolutely, Man Cave has no limits. So, and I get that question asked a lot, as a matter of fact. So, what are your DJs like? Eventually, with Man Cave, right now we have one primary DJ that plays all genres. A great DJ by the name of Erica Starr. And as the event starts to grow, we're gonna be bringing on more talent, more DJs, more artists. You know, so we have an extremely proud platform, a platform here that we're proud of, because we know and can see the potentiality. So we're forward thinkers over here.
In all reality, I first off, you know, this event, the way it looks, the way it feels, it's already ahead. Everything else, it's just the growth is going to come, and it's going to come fast.
And
my question to you is, what is your goal for the next Man Cave next month? You know, you have May. It's a big month for all of our kind, right? May the 4th is there. Star Wars theme is throughout. What do you have planned for May?
You know what? That's a great question, Jose. And one of the big, we have a few things actually planned for May. But one of the things that we're focusing on specifically from May through the rest of the year are birthdays. So helping people helping people or assisting them in their particular birthday celebration.
Okay.
They can come down to Man Cave Monday and we can theme out their birthday based on their likes, interests, et cetera. So we can host an entire birthday party or bachelorette party, and we can theme it towards our
liking.
Oh,
that's really good.
Focused on right now. We're focused on birthdays. We're focused on really personal events that invite people, touch people. Okay. When people leave, they have an unforgettable, unforgettable experience, like going to Disneyland.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let me use this moment really quick. We're at halfway at the interview. We're almost done. Let me cut to a quick commercial. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the thing that keeps it all together, the do yourself.
Right,
we'll be right back.
At every episode, I make sure my guest has my favorite drink in hand, BuzzBox. My favorite is the perfect margarita, and today we invited somebody from headquarters, Alicia, to tell us what her favorite is and why.
Hi, I'm Alicia here at BuzzBox headquarters, and if you ask me what my favorite cocktail is, I'd have to say the Tequila Paloma. From the sweet grapefruit to the zing of the lime, all you have to do is shake the box, pour it over ice, and it's ready to drink. Like having your very own bartender, BuzzBox is ready to serve you.
So if you don't already, follow us on Instagram at The New Mindset OTCB. You'll find our link tree with the direct link to our code for a 20% off on your next purchase.
Wow.
Find your flavor today. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. So let's cut to this one. So what makes your event happen is your team.
Correct.
Tell us about your team. How did you put that team together?
The team here is awesome. And when we started Man Cave, we started basically running this event on fumes. You know, maximum output of very low overhead. And we've been successful doing that. When I first started Man Cave, we started this event with a very, very small staff. And we've been able to grow, increase the staff. The staff is happy. The bartenders are happy. It's giving everybody an opportunity, again, and a platform to build their own brand in a way. Bartenders are happy. They get a whole new bartenders and servers are getting a whole new clientele of clients.
Yeah.
A whole new clientele of clients. Petso welcome here as well. So that's
oh, really?
And a lot of people are still not aware of that. And pets have been welcome here on this property for a long time. So you can actually come to Man Cave and bring your dogs.
Wow.
With you, which is kind of incredible. So yeah, the staff is great. We're also going to be bringing our new staff members for Man Cave.
Wow.
Because as this event grows, and it grows every single week, we're going to need that help. So that everybody has a good time, we're able to accommodate everybody in an utmost professional manner.
That is fantastic. I mean, to let the growth happen and then to employ people within the city to be able to push forward and do more.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. Tonight you were able to do some giveaways. Tell us about the giveaways that you do and how do they work.
So tonight we do giveaways. Every week we do raffles.
Huh?
The patrons here really love the concept and the ideas of raffles. Our raffles are also themed towards Man Cave. That's why they work well. The raffles are free. Anybody who comes in a Man Cave, we serve food every night till 1:30. Anybody that comes into the Man Cave event, a simple purchase of food gives them a free raffle ticket.
Okay.
So they don't have to buy tickets.
Right. They can
purchase food. They can purchase fries, wings, whatever they want to eat. We serve food every night till 1:30. They get a raffle ticket.
Wow.
They win awesome prizes just basically for coming to check us out. And there's no cover charge for Man Cave.
Wow.
Man Cave is completely free. People come out here, they have a good time. So
that's
mentioned,
fantastic, man.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned earlier, it's like Comic-Con. It's like Comic-Con, but it's like Comic-Con every week.
Every week, yeah. Like, how are you missing this?
It's like Halloween every week.
Every week.
People can come out. They can dress up. They can dress up as Batman if they
That's
want
fantastic,
to. So it's
yeah.
it's a good time. It's a good environment. I want people to come out the closet, Jose.
Oh,
I want people to come out the closet. Pull up. Come
Your
out the closet.
Target audience is everyone. There's
Correct.
No limit to what you do, can, or cannot do.
Uh-huh.
The only limit is the people that are willing to come out and when they're willing to come out.
Absolutely.
What time is your event?
The event is every single Monday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Okay.
That's every Monday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Fantastic. And that's going to be here in downtown Palm Springs. We're going to put the address on there,
Correct.
Too.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, let's get to the last commercial. When we come back, we have a few minutes. But we just want to hear from you. How could you encourage someone to pursue their dream to get something like this going? What could they do to get into something like this? Let's cut to it.
This episode of The New Mindset is brought to you by Mima's Chili. Here to tell us a little bit about it are Mima and Velma.
Hola, soy Mima. Aquí, con mis hijas, les invito a comer Mima's Chili.
And I am her daughter, Velma. Mima's Chile is brought to you from our own kitchen. We're also local to the Coachella Valley. If you like spicy food, then you must try Mima's Chile. You will love it.
All right, and we're back. So here we are outside your event. I see a lot of vendors. I see a lot of people excited to come in. There's still people wanting to come in. So tell me, how does someone go into this type of field? How does someone go into these shoes? How would you encourage the next person listening to say, hey, maybe I have an idea for an event. Maybe I should try to put it out there. What's the first step?
The first step is to, and I think you mentioned a very important word earlier, it's about your team. Everybody has to always remember at all times, teamwork truly does make the dream work. I wouldn't be able to do or host this event or conduct this event successfully without a successful team. I'd like to think that I can do it all, pinky in the brain style, but in the real world, it doesn't work like that. And at the end of the day, Jose, it's not where you go, it's who you go with.
Right.
So I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of the staff. I'm proud of the bartenders here. I'm proud of the owner who gave me the authorization to conduct such an event.
Big shout out to him.
So I have a lot of support from this event for obvious reasons. We're all hard workers here. The message that we're putting out there in the city of Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley is very, very positive. Very positive. We also have hours for the under 21. So they can come in from 6 to 10 o'clock. So that's a full 4 hours. Your kids get out of high school. You know,
bring them over.
Yeah, they want to come over and have a Call of Duty, Tekken, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat contest, Minecraft, whatever it is that they want to do. So if you are under 21 years old, you are also welcome to Man Cave. You're welcome to host your birthday party here, et cetera, et cetera. So come on down. Come and see us, and we promise you a good time. We promise you great hospitality, great customer
fantastic.
Service, and we welcome everybody, Jose.
That's fantastic. Well, we're running down to the last few seconds of this. Let's just wrap it up in a really nice bow. And so we know when to come over. We know when it is. We want to hear more about the future. Let's just let the people know we're going to have a full-on interview. We're going to focus in on next Monday. I'm going to sit with you and Rosie.
Correct.
We're going to sit with you and Rosie to do an interview with both of you guys. There's a story here to be told. Besides all of this, just briefly, before you did Man Cave, where were you? What were you doing?
I'm still an active security supervisor here, which I absolutely love. I've been doing that here for 4 years successfully, and that job alone keeps me busy. But the mindset and the premise from a security guard to a host really doesn't change. Just like a security guard, it's about providing a safe, comfortable, thriving environment where people can come out, feel safe, be comfortable, have a good time, and, you know, the rest is history.
There you go. You heard it here first. It's been a fantastic time. There's the 15 minutes you promised me. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be back here next Monday. We're going to sit with you, get a full interview. Let people know the best way to reach out to this event. Do you have an Instagram page or a Facebook page?
We're building a brand new Instagram and Facebook page specifically for Man Cave now.
Perfect.
For anybody that would like to reserve special reservations, birthday parties, VIPs, bachelorette parties, anything, tournament events, anything at all, you can contact the village directly. Perfect. The telephone number here is 760-323-3265. Ask for Juan, your Man Cave host, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. Yes.
Fantastic. Juan, thank you for your time.
No problem, Jose.
Get you back to your event. And again, guys, we really want you to come out and be here. There's so many more things coming to the village, and we're all just so happy to be here, be part of this beginning, and let's just keep growing. You've already been
absolutely
growing this. Let's just keep pushing forward.
Thank you, Jose.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, man. This is such a
thank you for
brother.
Giving me the
we
opportunity.
Well, thank you guys so much. Have a great night. Bye-bye.